Committee members held a public hearing at Holyoke Community College on Monday and heard from students juggling multiple jobs to pay for college and living expenses while confronting heavy debt and an uncertain job market upon graduation. The legislators were urged to consider big changes to a higher education financing system that most agree is unsustainable in its present form. Trevor Eliason, a student member of the Board of Trustees at Springfield Technical Community College, said Massachusetts needs to increase state funding for higher education and reduce what students are charged.
I've gotten, I'd say, hundreds of personal stories of loan debt or having to reduce their time at school because they have to find an additional job. I even know students who have had to withdraw completely because it's just the financial burden of school on top of the financial burden of life turns out to be just far too much.
65% of Massachusetts students take out loans to pay for college. The state ranks 12th in the country in the number of students carrying debt. The average student debt in Massachusetts is $27,200. Emily Fitzgerald of Pittsfield is a political science major at Western New England University. She told the committee she will owe $45,000 on her student loan by the time she graduates next year. She said she was grateful the legislature is looking for a way to help people like her.
More state or federal grants for students, and then somehow working with like student loan companies to have different payment plans or like student forgiveness depending on what types of fields you're going into.
At the state's 15 community colleges, often considered the gateway to higher education for low-income people, tuition and fees have increased by 60% since the Great Recession, when the state's higher education budget was slashed. Holyoke Community College President William Mesner said people are not going to get jobs if the government does not do more to fund higher education.
We're educating students with a revenue base of approximately $8,000 a year. Compare that to what four-year institutions are charging, even public, not to mention private, that are $30,000, $40,000, and $50,000 a year. $8,000 a year, that's the revenue that we have.
The fastest growing segment of the student body at Holyoke Community College is the so-called non-traditional student. These include military veterans and the unemployed who need new skills to re-enter the labor market. Lori Wason, who coordinates a program for non-traditional students at the school, said many of the students qualify for free or reduced tuition, but they struggle to pay for everyday living expenses.
Many students, to try to get through and get into the workforce, would like to go to school full-time. School full-time is a big burden if you try to tie in family and work and other responsibilities that you have.
A spokesman for a group that advocates for higher education in Massachusetts urged the committee to revive a proposal made several years ago by Governor Deval Patrick to provide 2 years of free education at the state's community colleges. Ferd Wolken of the Public Higher Education Network of Massachusetts said the state should also look into eliminating student loans.
This is what the state of Oregon is just in the process of legislating now, and there's some interest in a lot of states. It's called Pay It Forward, so that rather than take out loans, people don't pay while they go to school, but then pay, it's like a tax, a percentage of their income for many years afterwards.
This was the second of six public hearings the committee has scheduled around the state on the student debt issue. The committee is expected to issue a report early next year. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.